Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ proves lordship over the material world. All who trust in Christ will also defeat death, and they all will rise again to live eternally with Him. We're in verse 18 of chapter 1 of Colossians today. Paul the Apostle, writing to this church in Colossae, says, He, speaking of Jesus, is the head of the body made up of His people, that is, His church, which He began, and He is the leader of all those who rise from the dead, so that He is first in everything. For God wanted all of Himself to be in His Son. Now, what is our part in the Christian walk, and what is God's part? Understanding the answer to this question, I think, is crucial to a successful and consistent Christian living. What can I expect from God, and what has He promised to me, His child? And then in turn, moreover, what is He expecting from me? The church in Colossae was struggling in both of these areas. Because of these false teachers that had crept into the church and that had been teaching false concepts, now the believers there were confused. You might be surprised at the clarity and the emphatic nature of the answer to both of these questions presented herein in the next few verses in Paul's letter to this church. For as usual, it's not really the lack of information that prevents us from receiving God's direction. No, it's usually just our simple refusal to hear the truth. The Bible tells us that Christ is our head, and we are the body of Christ. We are the church. Much more than a building, or merely an organization. As a physical body cannot function without its head, the body of Christ cannot function without Jesus Christ. The Bible herein speaks of the firstborn, and in the Greek that means priority, as we spoke last time we were together, first in importance. Not necessarily the first one in a number, but first in importance. And then he says, from the dead. Now that's important because we too shall experience this from the dead. Two things must occur to regenerate a person. Firstly, there must be forgiveness of sin. But you know, if this was all that had occurred, well, then we would still be lost. This would be similar to actually pulling a bullet out of a dead man. Now, the cause of death would be removed, but hey, the man would still be dead. In addition, there must be a giving of new life, a spiritual life. This is the complete gospel. Jesus returned from the dead so that we might conquer death and we might return from the dead. Many folks have attempted to know step one, and they never came around to experiencing step two. Notice he says, in all things. Let me ask you, do we place him in that position in our lives? Or does he just get the leftovers of our time and our money and our heart and our actions? Many of us have lives that are compartmentalized, sort of like a TV dinner, compartments for each area of our lives. But you see, Jesus wants our life to be more, well, like a pot pie, I guess. All one, all mixed together. In verse 19, Paul says, all the fullness or filled with all of God. Now, the word fullness there literally means the sum total of the divine powers and attributes of God. We are filled with that. The power and the attributes that are affected upon us with that filling of the Holy Spirit. However, if we're feeling still empty, perhaps it's because we don't live close enough to Christ, or maybe, just maybe, we don't know Him at all.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.